Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. Graphic design is not often included in the fine arts, yet for commercial artists in today's commercial-driven world, graphic design is a common choice for young artists today. Graphic design is some of the most accessible art around. It's packaging, websites, logos, greeting cards, advertising and labels, book covers and typography, fabric design, and so much more. We often don't realize the creativity in these everyday objects until we try to do it ourselves and we struggle trying to make a simple flyer or a business card. Graphic design is getting more recognition in the arts these days. Last month, Milton Glaser, one of the best 20th century designers, creator of the famed I Heart New York campaign, was honored by President Obama, received the National Medal of Arts, the first designer ever, placing him in the company of honorees like Bob Dylan, Frank Stella, and Clint Eastwood. Graphic design students at Duluth Business University have teamed up for a local exhibit in downtown Duluth at the Lizards Art Gallery and Framing. It's up through April 14th. I spoke with Bree Thompson, one of the students in the show.
My name is Bree Thompson. My medium, well, what I'm going to school for is graphic design. I mean, it's something that I really love. I love working on the computer. I really like creating stuff. And then I just kind of fell on to graphic design, I guess, and realized that it was something I was good at and I could hit the undo button. And then I was back to before I messed up. My inspiration comes from everything. It comes from my kids. It comes from TV. It comes from the internet, everything. Driving down the side of the road, I'll be thinking of something in the shower. A lot of times I'll be like sitting in church and I'll have a great idea of something I want to do. And then once I get that like initial inspiration, then I'll, you know, kind of research it a little more and just kind of see what's been done and how I can make that idea my own. Then I just get down and dirty and start designing. The show is at Lizards Gallery. It runs through mid-April, and it's just a bunch of students. We just decided to get some stuff together. Jeff at Lizards decided to let us do a show. It's basically just all different types of graphic design. Some people have photos as well, and designs, illustrations. I usually stick to the illustrations. Some people have, you know, the photo manipulations and things like that, too. I actually have 4 pieces in the show. 3 of them are a series, and they're actually illustrations of little kids. That's kind of just my style. Simple things, a little girl sitting on a bench, or a little boy handing a little girl flowers. Just cute things like that. And then my other piece is actually a project from school that was illustrated, a song that you really loved. And mine was My Baby Loves Me Just the Way That I Am. I have probably like 10 or 15 projects going on at one time, and I'll get to a point where I'm just like don't know where to go from here, and I'll just stop and I'll come back to it a couple days, a month later, and just kind of work on it again. Just wait until a new idea hits me. So I have a lot of things going on at one time, which is a lot more freeing when it's artwork, when it's your deadlines that you're making and not somebody else's deadlines. My husband will go to bed, you know, 10 o'clock, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll be ready, and I just want to finish that one thing, and it's, you know, 3 in the morning, and then I wake up for work or school the next day, just regretting it. But at the same time, if you work on something until you finish it, it just feels so good to know that you have that piece done. I never imagined my pieces as being pieces that people would hang up on their walls when I first started. I never thought that was even an option. Just as I get deeper and deeper into it, I realized that people love this stuff, so it's fun for me.
The exhibit at Lizards Art Gallery is up through April 14th, consists of the graphic design work of 10 students at DBU. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Lizards Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on the exhibit or Milton Glaser, to subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments. Email us, KUMD@KUMD.org. I'm Maya Morton for Radio Gallery. Thanks for listening.